I could be engaged by the wireless broadcasting services for as much as possible wireless broadcasting in any matters of these kinds. Does that cover it? I think it started with the question, possibly from you, as to whether I should engage in operations with radio as a sort of therapy. And I had replied, yes, I thought that it necessitated a very flexible person. I also thought that many people had said to me in the past that I am extremely flexible in matters of that kind. And yes, my answer about the broadcasting would be, I would be grateful if I could be engaged by the wireless broadcasting services for as much as possible wireless broadcasting in any matters of these kinds. Does that cover it?
Good afternoon. This is Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. On the eve of the fundraising weekend, starting on Saturday tomorrow at 12 noon, a live auction to raise funds to keep Resonance on air. You can see a list of the auction items via the Resonance website, resonancefm.com auction. Bids can be made via telephone or email. Some of the items you can bid for include a 90-minute guitar lesson with Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones. Other items include paintings by Bob and Roberta Smith, an automatic drawing by Michael Landy, Bob Cobbing posters, which might be by John Furnival, an Art in Ruins bundle, a tour of Brockwell Park sewers with Bruno Rinvolucri, and numerous other artifacts and experiences. Lepke B will be installed in Studio 2 as a live jingle creator, remixing and sculpting audio material relating to money. And with that in mind, I'll be playing some money stuff today, sort of, which may or may not be of use to him. Don't forget, you can't take it with you. And let's start with Down and Out by Karen Dalton.
Then I began to fall so low. Didn't have no friends, nowhere to go. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hang on to it. Till the ego breaks. Cause nobody wants. When you're down and down, got not got any. When you start to get back up on your feet again, everybody wants to be your long lost friend. It's very strange without a doubt, ain't nobody wants you when you're down.
That was Karen Dalton. And before that, we heard the voice of Morris Seddon, recorded from his hospital bed in Slough. And this next track is from a cassette called Radio Archival Oddities. This track called The End of WFMU 69. And without money, this could be Ed Baxter in 2010.
Like making love to somebody, or eating a cheeseburger, or diving under the bed, or running into the bathroom to smoke your pell-mell. Forget it, and listen. And typed on this piece of paper is something which we've been discussing for a while among ourselves, among the family, and which all of us, including you, knew would be read over the air or announced over the air one time or another. On August 31st, 1969, Freeform Radio, a group of independent people devoted to a meaningful, honest form of communication through the medium of radio, will cease their year and a half operation at WFMU-FM East Orange, New Jersey. It has been a year-long love affair with metropolitan New Jersey, New York listeners, and a year-long battle against grave financial troubles and the owners of the station, Uppsala College in East Orange. The owners, who profess absolutely no knowledge about radio, have refused to understand the message of freeform radio, deciding instead to label the group with the hippie, commie, long-haired rebel anarchist syndrome. It is clear to the staff of Freeform Radio, after a year of hassles, harassments, lies, and power plays by the owners, that to continue and grow at WFMU is an impossibility. Rather than compromise the group standards to meet the demands of the owners, who want a nice, bland, harmless radio station, Freeform Radio has decided to cease operation at WFMU on its own terms. It is with extremely mixed emotions and an overwhelming grave sadness that the decision was made to set a course and go. Freeform Radio thanks all the people who have helped over the last year and a half and bids them peace.
Everybody's here. Bert is here. Rich and George and the duck and Lily. Fred. Everybody's here. And there's a bottle of grape juice and everybody who's had anything to do with Freeform Radio for the past year and a half is here tonight. Which is really strange because I was talking to Lou D'Antonio before about the atmosphere around the station today. And Lou and I, being of similar ethnic backgrounds, have one thing in common besides a great love for his wife. We're both extremely familiar with Italian wakes, which I guess are, I guess the only thing that comes close to an Italian wake is an Irish wake. I've attended in my youth. I was forced to attend against my own judgment and my own wishes. Forced to attend many wakes of, you know, like parents, friends, and things. And I said Italian wakes are kind of unique. And that's sort of what sitting around this radio station has been for the past couple of days. It's been a kind of wake, in that you know, the thing that you've loved is dead, whatever dead means, you know. But dead is not necessarily an evil thing, and dead is not necessarily a negative thing. It's just it's passed on, you know, or it's passed through. Which is a term that I always like to use. And, you know, but it's laying there, right? It's in this coffin. Oh,
lost your mother. Since then you've lost your friend. Now here you come back to me with that same old lie again. But I need money. Keep your alibis. Well, I'm tired of your excuses and I don't want yet no more lies. Play with me now.
Operated by Transport for London. Coordinate. Thank you for calling Congestion Charging London, operated by Transport for London. Calls may be monitored or recorded for administrative purposes. You can now pay the congestion charge for the previous charging day through the call centre or via our website at cclondon.com. If you are a registered customer and wish to pay the charge for the previous charging day or for today only, please press 0. For all other pay the charge options, please press 1. If you have already registered with us, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. To continue, you must have your customer number and PIN ready. Please do not hang up until you have heard your receipt number, which confirms your transaction has been successful. Please enter your customer number.
The misery of being exploited is...
Please enter the 4-digit PIN you supplied on registration. Your vehicle registration is 825GYO. If this is correct, press 1. To pay the congestion charge for the previous charging day, press 0. For a charge done today, press 1.
Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love.
£8, exactly. Press 1 to pay the congestion charge for 5 days at £4, exactly. Press 2 to pay the congestion charge for 20 days at £16, exactly. Press 3. Congestion charge is valid from the 24th of July 2006 until the 28th of July 2006. To continue with this charge payment, press 1.
Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love.
Pay or hang up. To pay now, press 1. Please have your payment card to hand, as we will be asking for your card's security code, as well as existing card details. You are paying for a 5-day congestion charge for vehicle 825GYO at £4 exactly. The total cost is £4 exactly. To proceed, press 1. To pay with your pre-registered debit or credit card, press 1. Or to use it, please enter the last 4 digits of your card number. Please enter your 3-digit card security code that appears on the signature strip of your card.
Evaluation, all the strategies.
civic activity is an index for accepting or rejecting strategy. Going on, mediates historical projects. Specific activity.